Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
What up? What up, everyone? Hello out there. My name is Carissa Atkins, and it is a real honor to be standing in today for the one and only Dr. Pat right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, over the next hour, I'm going to be talking to you about how you can boss up and become the healthiest version of you. Plus, I'll be giving away 3 autographed copies of my new book that came out in early 2021. The book is called Women Who Boss Up. And in a little bit, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the book and how you can get your hands on one of these copies. So first things first, y'all. If you don't know me, that's cool. You're going to get to know me really well over the next hour. But I promise you, I will be 100% real with you. That means no BS and no made-up stories, okay? All right, cool. So like I mentioned, my name is Carissa Atkins. I am a former marketing and HR professional turned 2-time entrepreneur. I'm a certified health and fitness coach. I'm a personal trainer and a total champion for women's health. I'm also the radio show host of the Boss Up Babe podcast, and some of you may have known me or have heard of me of the Queen of Habit Change. I've been featured on networks such as ABC, CBS, NBC, Market Watch, and so many more for my efforts in really helping women boss up and become the healthiest versions of themselves. I personally get to help very busy, purpose-driven entrepreneur mamas. I get to help them lose weight, right? Lay down some lean muscle and feel confident and sexy in their bodies. And in case you're wondering how the heck I know how to do all of this, well, I used to weigh 213 pounds. I went from feeling like a hot mess to a total boss babe success in less than 5 years. And now I get to help other women do the same thing in about 10 to 12 weeks. And it's such an amazing process to be able to watch women literally boss up their mindset, their body, their health, their relationships. It is so fulfilling. And I absolutely love what I do. So what I'm about to share with you on today's show is something that I have personally learned and experienced when it comes to having a mental, emotional, and physical transformation. So here's a quick disclaimer though. What I'm about to share with you about losing weight and feeling energized and showing up with unstoppable confidence is so simple. You're going to think, Carissa, get out of here. That possibly cannot work. I've tried it all. Again, I know how to do this and I've been around long enough to know what works to really help women show up and thrive. So I'm living freaking proof. So that's example number one, and I'm going to tell you about that. But I've also taken on women on this same transformation and giving them this phenomenal, life-changing experience as well. So here's a quick secret, and I definitely have to tell you about this secret because it's so, so important. Are you ready? You've been brainwashed into thinking that losing weight and looking sexy has to be hard and expensive, complicated and miserable, right? You have been dieting for so long that when I tell you that losing weight and feeling sexy and having tons of energy is going to be easy, you're going to call me crazy, and that's okay. You're not the first one to call me crazy. But yes, I did just say easy, E-A-S-Y. So let's quickly start off by taking a simple assessment. Now, I'm not going to tell you to write yes or no. I just want you to kind of keep track because I know most of you are listening to this show. But whether you're listening or sitting down and watching it and listening it, take a minute. And I really want you to think about some of the questions that I'm about to ask. And I just want you to simply keep tally in your head with a yes or a no. Cool? Sounds good? At the end, we'll tally it all up and I'll make sure that I, of course, share a little bit more about me and my secrets. All right. So yes or no, you don't feel sexy and confident in your own skin anymore. Yes or no, you're tired of spending money on diets, pills, food prep services, fancy gym equipment, trainers, online programs, and health apps that just don't ever seem to work long term. Yes. Or no, you know you are meant for more, but you feel like your weight and your lack of confidence holds you back from really stepping up into your living your best life. Yes or no? Do you feel disappointed and guilty about how you let yourself go over the years? Do you feel overwhelmed and stressed out about all the things that you could be doing and should be doing that you're just beating yourself up over it daily? Ah! Or deep down inside, do you feel like a failure? Like what you're doing just isn't enough? Now, if you've got more than two yeses in your head or on paper, I've got good news and I've got better news for you. So the good news is that nothing is wrong with you. And yes, you can rock that J-Lo body that you have been wishing for and that kick butt business or career that you've been striving for. I'm here to tell you that you really can have it all. Lots of energy, a positive mindset, a sexy body, and unstoppable confidence that will help skyrocket you into other areas of success. The better news is that I'm going to help you go deeper to where all these seemingly separate problems originate from so that you can get to the root cause and fix them. Are you ready? Awesome, awesome, awesome. So let me ask you a simple question now. Are you ready to actually have the body, the energy, and the confidence that you have been dreaming, thinking, and obsessing about? If you just answered yes, great, because today's show is going to be perfect for you. Y'all, it is time. It is time to raise the standards, to unleash our healthiest selves, and give ourselves permission to boss up to the next level of brilliance. Now, before I give you my three successes to losing weight, I want to take you back along the lines of 2010, okay? Just come back with me over a decade now. You see, on the outside, I looked like a fun, loving, successful go-getter who had her life together. I was well-respected in my community and in my career. I had two awesome, beautiful kids and a husband who loved and supported me. But on the inside, it looked and felt completely different. As I struggled, y'all, with finding true happiness, balance, and self-love, my weight got out of control. As my weight increased, everything else in my life suffered even more. I was depressed. I was ashamed of my body. I had zero self-worth. And my confidence? Let's just say that it was fading away. My health and my self-care took a huge nosedive. I felt like my life was spiraling out of control. I don't know if any of you have ever felt like that, right? Where you've just been in this place of stuckness and you didn't know what to do to get out. That is where I was 10 years ago. Now, I felt like my life was spiraling out of control, but again, everyone else in my life just thought I had it together, right? They just looked at me like I was some amazing boss babe. But on the inside, it was just so totally different. I was at a doctor's office, okay? So I want to just tell you about a couple of moments in my life that really changed my life forever. Because I would not be where I am today had these experiences not happened to me. So there I was. I was sitting in a doctor's office and I got some real hard to hear truth. I don't know if y'all have ever gotten that like slap across your face truth where you're like, ah, that hurts so bad. Like you just get so defensive, right? When you hear some really honest truth that sometimes you need to hear in order to kick your butt back into reality. This was the kind of truth that I got. The doctor, she looked at me straight in the eyes. She sat me down and she said, Carissa, if you don't change your lifestyle habits today, you might not be around 10 years from now. She said, you're 5 foot tall, 213 pounds. Girlfriend, you're considered obese. Ouch. Talk about a punch straight to the gut. I mean, if you've ever lived in the sense of like, that's not me, like I'm not as bad as, you know, I am, right? The O word coming out of her mouth punched me straight in the gut. I was like, obese, holy crap, this doctor just called me out. And like, I hated my body. I didn't like the way I looked. My energy was gone. You have to like, just get in a sense of what that feels like for someone to actually shake you up with some reality truth, right? Carissa, you're obese. And if you don't change your life, you might not be around. That hurts, y'all. That hurts. And at first, I was so mad at her. I literally like gathered my stuff, grabbed my daughter, stormed out of the office, like got into the car and had this whole like major conversation with me, myself, and I. If you've ever like, I don't know, a lot of women I think do this. But yeah, like when you're just like yelling at this entire match in your head, like how dare she call me fat and blah, 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 right? We tend to go to a defense mode instead of just really sinking it in. But when I got home, I was just so upset with myself. I was so upset with her, with this honest truth, that I decided to just drink the night away. I probably smoked at least a pack of cigarettes, and I just cried myself to sleep that night. I just thought if I could go to bed tomorrow, I would wake up, you know, feeling a little bit better. But turns out when you have a real honest truth happen to you in a doctor's office, your life just doesn't change, or your life just doesn't like stay where it's at, right? So the next day I woke up and I walked my son to the bus stop. I stopped by my good friend Jamie's house for the daily gossip. We smoked at least 8 cigarettes in a couple of hours and drank over 2 pots of coffee. This was my daily life on repeat, y'all. But when I got home, this is where the real magical piece happened. So there I did. I got home. I sat on the couch with another cup of coffee in my hand, and I looked over at a picture of my mom. And for the first time in my entire life, I saw just how heavy she was. I saw all 320 pounds of her. I saw her battle with cancer and diabetes and lack of energy. I saw her quality of life, or that lack of, and she gave all of herself to everyone else and never thought about taking care of her. And for the first time, I saw all of that, all of it. And then for a moment, I saw myself as if I was her. Right? All of a sudden, I could see myself 15 years later being 320 pounds, having 10 times less the energy than what I had, having to stop 6 blocks into a walk just so that I could catch my breath. Y'all, I saw every bit of me in her. And in that moment, that specific moment, it sparked something inside of me so deep down, and it pushed me to become a better version of me. It pushed me to stand up for myself and say, Carissa, you deserve more. You need to be more. Quit settling for this mediocre, crappy life. Stop making excuses for yourself and take responsibility for your health and your well-being. That was the moment that changed my life forever. So if you're wondering what I did to lose weight, that would be a great question that I am happy to answer. We are going to take a quick break, and I'm going to tell you what I did to boss up and lose that weight. There you go, guys. I'll be right back from this short break.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHOM.com.
What's up, you guys? We are back. I am Carissa Adkins, your boss up babe and health and wellness expert. And I am just getting to the juiciest parts of this episode today. You're hearing a little bit more about my own health journey. And I'm about to give you the simplest things that I have done to really step back from overweight and obesity and step into a life full of health and vibrancy. Okay, so right where we left off, as I was getting ready to tell you what I did to boss up my life, I was sitting there on the couch feeling sorry for myself, right? The tears were rolling down my face, and I remember thinking, you deserve more. You are worth taking care of, Carissa. I remember thinking that. And then I remember thinking, what do you know about losing weight? Like, you're overweight. You can't do this, right? And then I thought to myself, no, I do know what I need to do. And I need to dive deep, and I need to think about all those things that I've been telling myself for years that I should be doing and could be doing. And I just needed to sit down and think, what do I need to do today, right? What do I need to do today to start losing some of this weight? Well, I took it 1% at a time, right? I thought to myself, what do I need to do? I need to eat cleaner. I need to probably move my body, and I need to eat less. So I'm telling you, I took my health and my weight loss goals one day at a time, one habit at a time, one meal at a time, 1 pound at a time, and I slowly began to lose that unwanted weight. I slowly reclaimed my best life. and losing over 90 pounds, closer to 100 pounds the right way, y'all, may have taken me 4 years to do, but I promise you this, being able to lose weight and, more importantly, sustain my weight loss makes me feel freaking incredible. It makes me feel unstoppable because I'm telling you, if I can lose 100 pounds, close to that, I can do anything that I put my mind to. So I just want you to close your eyes for a second. And if you're driving, don't do that. But if you're just listening, definitely take a moment to just quiet your thoughts, close your eyes, and just play along with me, okay? I want you to imagine stepping onto the scale and finally seeing a number that you haven't seen in 10 plus years. I want you to imagine putting on your swimsuit this summer and noticing that people are looking at you, not because you're overweight for once in your life, but because your six-pack is showing. I want you to imagine looking into the mirror and seeing a confident, sexy, vibrant woman who is killing it in her career. Can you imagine this? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, and either way is okay. But I'm telling you that this was me in 2018, okay? My body was ripped. I was crushing my career goals left and right. And I was getting noticed in my community for being a super fit professional. Now, some of you might be thinking, dang, skinny girl problems, right? I don't even want to hear it. I know that's what I would have thought 10 years ago had someone who is super in shape try and tell me what my problems, you know, could be and shouldn't be. But you see, even though I was in the best physical shape of my life, my mental, emotional, and spiritual health was a wreck. Even though I had melted body fat, looked lean as hell, and enjoyed the benefits of feeling like a queen in my community, that constant hustle and always on mentality, it was killing me. My stress levels were so high that my health and my self-care took another nosedive. I was losing so much hair on my scalp. My eyebrows were dang near gone. I wasn't sleeping at night because I had a hard time shutting off my brain. My energy was sustained only by the constant stream of caffeine, which meant I crashed. And when I crashed hard, y'all. The minute I got home from work, I would put my feet up and just want to do nothing. I was always irritable with my kids and my hubby. And you know what? The people that I loved the most, they weren't getting the best version of me, which only made me feel super guilty and super shameful and super like crap, right? Imagine that. And some of you may be living in that. In fact, a lot of the clients that I work with, they're like, Carissa, I'm just so irritable and stressed out all the time. I can't lose this weight. Like blah, 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 all these things. And I'm like, girl, I know. I feel you. I was you. And if this lack of energy and this constant irritability wasn't enough, my digestion was crap and I was just diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. This was all happening because I wasn't listening to my body. And instead, I was tuning into work instead. I had become a full-blown workaholic. That hustle and that hard work that I believed created my worthiness, it was killing me and my health again. I became so consumed with hitting career goals and supporting my community and feeling like a queen in the corporate world that I lost sight of what was so incredibly important to me, and that was my marriage, my kids, and my health again. Now, I don't want you to worry, because at the beginning of the show, I told you that I was going to share a story about a girl who went from hot mess to total success. In fact, I even named that the title of the show. So you had to know that there is some amazing story and outcome at the end. And it, trust me, it all leads to a very happy ending. Today, I am confident right? I am sexy. I am strong. I inspire others. I take care of myself first. I am a boss babe queen who is living her best life. I am a successful coach that doesn't just travel the world, but I get to experience massive breakthroughs and transformations with my clients daily. And in case you're wondering how I went from marketing and HR queen in the corporate world to a health and fitness and life coach, well, quick story about that. So we were in 2017, right? So 2010, I was 213 pounds. 2018, I was 140 pounds, but stressed out to the max. And in 2017, I was not just slaying the corporate life, but I was helping women overcome some of life's biggest hurdles. Weight loss, self-worth, work-life balance, you know, a lot of those things that all of us still struggle with today. Every week, I would show up at local coffee shops and sit down with these women, and I would ask them, you know, how their life was going, and then I would help them tweak their habits and their mindset, which only allowed them to boss up in their life. Helping women boss up was once a hobby that I had no idea that it would have ever led me to finding my passion and my purpose in life. And it all started with a Facebook post from a woman who is looking for a health coach. And the rest, they say, is history, y'all. So when it comes to our health, our physical body, and our overall well-being, we have been programmed and influenced by marketing and media since birth. We are taught to believe that in order to lose weight, to be healthy, to have energy and feel confident and sexy in our bodies, that we need to be on some crazy diet or excessive cardio plan or use some sort of guilt and shame as a form of motivation to kick our butts into the gym. This form of programming has left lots of women feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and like failures when it comes to the relationship that they have with food and their bodies. So if you're ready to ditch the diet life, to stop all the constant cardio, and create a more positive outlook around your body, then today's episode right here is going to be a complete game changer for you. So why I coach, I think it's really important if you're looking for a coach or looking to hire any professional, right? I think it's important to understand your why. And in a little later on in the episode, I'm going to give you my 5-step framework to you bossing up your own life and getting back into the driver's seat and becoming healthy again. And knowing your why is part of that. So it's important for me to tell you why I coach. I think it's so important to understand why you want to change. In fact, it's such a game changer. It's again why I'm telling you it now and why it's in my book and why it's a part of my, you know, my program. Y'all, I coach because I truly care, right? My business is built on helping other women achieve their health, life, and wellness goals. I want every woman to feel empowered enough to follow her heart and rock her best life ever. I want every woman who struggles with food, energy, and exercise and stress to have a plan of action. And helping women melt body fat, increase muscle tone, double their energy, and feel sexy as hell is my life's work. I'm here to tell you that achieving your health and wellness goals does not have to be complicated, stressful, and hard. I am super, uber passionate and driven and focused on helping women all across the globe reach and become the healthiest versions of themselves. So really quickly, before I take a second break for today, I want to tell you how you can find me and follow me. That way, if any part of my story or my programs or what I'm about to give you, my 3 tips to losing weight and feeling great, resonate with you, you can find me no problem. So the best way to find me is on my website. You can go to Google and search 365 Daily Hustle, or go to the website bar and go to 365dailyhustle.com. You'll be able to find all about who I am, my coaching programs, my speaking opportunities, like the topics I speak on, And you can order your autographed book. And since we're talking about the book, let's go ahead and do a quick giveaway before we go to break. All right. Women Who Boss Up, my COVID baby, if you will. This book is all about women, right, who have broken the mold to achieve, overcome difficult situations, and or inspire change through relentless endeavors. We hail from across the globe, diverse walks of life, and varied disciplines, including STEM, healthcare, finance, coaching, and nonprofit. Women Who Boss Up is a welcome companion to any boss or boss babe in the making. We are a collaborative force of women who are just wanting to empower, inspire, and motivate women to boss up and live their best life. I believe that when women support other women, incredible things happen. So when we get back from break, I'm going to tell you how you can claim the very first copy that we're going to give away today on the show. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
And we are back, and we are getting ready to do an amazing book giveaway. So I was just telling you about this book. It's my COVID baby. And the reason why I say that is because we literally developed and wrote it during the first part of this pandemic back in March when it all kind of went down. A producer reached out and she said, girl, I really want to put a book together that gets lots of women to collaborate all across the globe. But it's all about sharing your story and empowering others. And I think that this is the best time and place, you know, on earth to do this. And I'm like, why me, right? That was probably my first question. I said, my story isn't big enough, bold enough, you know, beautiful enough to be featured. And she's like, girl, have you read your story? Have you listened to it? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you are enough. And so I said yes, along with 12 other amazing authors. And we, you know, came to come together and co-author this book called Women Who Boss Up. It is a Amazon's best-selling book. And so, yeah, today I'm giving away 3 copies and I'm so excited. So to get your hands on our first copy that we're giving away, all you have to do is, whether you're watching this or listening to this on live and you have a chance to comment in the chat, or you can always call in. So the first person to comment in the chat with the hashtag BossUpBabe, or you can call the 1-800-930-2819 and you can call in and claim your book by just simply saying BossUpBabe. So there you have it. Hashtag BossUpBabe in the comment section, or you can call in 1-800-930-2819 to claim your first autographed copy. I will just need a little bit of information from you so that I can sign it and send it off in the mail to you tomorrow. So excited for you to have that copy. There's been thousands sold all across the globe, and it's just an amazing, amazing piece of wisdom and guidance that all of us authors, we've put our best strategies into these books on how we've overcome some of life's biggest struggles, and it's all in here. And again, struggles in all kinds of areas, not just health and wellness. So awesome. So excited to give our first book away. Now, I want to get back to the 3 like secret golden nugget tips on how you can lose weight. And I want to tell you that you need to ditch the diet life. You need to ditch the constant excessive cardio and that high levels of stress so that you can truly boss up and become the best version of you. And I will also tell you that it doesn't have to be complicated. Okay, it doesn't. I believe that in order to lose weight and to be less stressed and to just live a thriving, abundant life, it doesn't have to be complicated, stressful, or hard. I've said that so many times, yet we think that in order to take on this big challenge, that it's going to be hard. It's because we've been programmed, again, I mentioned that earlier, we've been programmed to think that it has to be hard, that we have to be on some diet, that it has to be expensive or complicated, but it doesn't, okay? So I believe that there are 8 major areas that we need to work on in order to become the best versions of us, right? That's, we need to work on our mindset, our nutrition, our body movement, our daily habits and rituals. We need to work and monitor and manage our stress levels. We need to incorporate self-care into our life, find the sense of balance, and personally, we need to keep our gut health in check. And I say that gut, most people wouldn't even think about gut health, but as someone who does have an autoimmune disease with a terrible gut, you know, my past relationship with my gut has not been the healthiest. So in order to really thrive and to have energy and abundance and the sense of yes, right, this power, we need to work on all of those things. Now, today, we're just going to talk about 3 of them, okay? So we're going to talk about how we need to ditch the excessive diets and cardio workouts and why we need to manage and lower our stress. So if you have any questions, feel free to drop a note in the chat or to call in. I'm happy to take those questions. But let's get you on the right path so that you can really boss up in your health. And again, if you stay to the end, I'm going to give you my 5-step framework for bossing up and getting your health back on track. So really quickly, when we hear the word diet, what comes to mind? What do you tend to think of? And if you're thinking about it, I'm sure what you're thinking is restrictive, starvation, less calories, maybe counting calories and macros. Maybe some of you are thinking food is bad. Maybe it's complicated. All of these negative things are attached to the word diet. We've been programmed by media since our birth to think that in order to lose weight and tone up, that we need to be eating less food and doing more cardio. While there is some truth to eating less calories and working out, more of this, like doing all of that, just leads to more burnout in the body. So let me tell you why you need to ditch the diet and what you need to embrace instead. Okay, so here we go. Secret number one is to ditch the diet and embrace an intuitive eating lifestyle. So let me tell you why diets don't work. And I know you're probably thinking they don't, Carissa. I already know this, yet I'm always on one. So some scary statistics. 65% of people who successfully complete a fad diet will end up gaining all of their weight back that they lost. That's really sad, right? 95% of diets fail. I feel like I want to repeat that one because so many people are on a diet specifically to lose weight. And those stats right there tells you maybe I should stop dieting. It doesn't work, right? 95% of diets fail. 75% of American women admit to having unhealthy thoughts, feelings, and behaviors related to food and their bodies. So the average American tries to implement a fad diet 4 times a year. 4 times a year, once a quarter, does someone think, oh, I should do something about my weight. Maybe I should hop on a diet. And then they do, right? And then going back to those statistics, 95% of those people fail. And then so many of those people gain all that weight back. So dieting actually leads to more weight gain. I know, as counterintuitive as it sounds, dieters are more likely to gain weight after they diet than non-dieters. So the reason why I really don't like diets is for two things. They're one, restrictive, boring, and no fun, right? Weight loss, yes, happens. I will admit, you can go on a diet to lose weight quickly, but what everyone wants is long-term stability, right? They want to lose the weight and keep it off forever, which then diets then don't work. Number two reason why I don't like it is because dieting is dangerous. Yeah, I just said dangerous, people. Like, it's super dangerous. So yo-yo dieting, right? If you've never heard that phrase, or maybe you're like, oh, I'm all too familiar with, I'm a yo-yo dieter, right? Yo-yo dieting is just the repetitive cycle of gaining, losing, and regaining the weight. That has been shown to have negative health effects, including increased risk of heart disease, long-lasting negative impacts on your metabolism, which is what most women think that they need to, like, oh, I've lost this, my metabolism. You haven't lost anything, girlfriend, okay? And a third negative effect of that is the constant negative self-talk that happens daily. So when you go on a diet, and it fails and you're like, oh, I'm a failure. And this constant repetitive cycle affects your mindset long term. So remember when I told you we need to ditch the diet life? Because that is no fun, like literally no fun being on a diet. And instead, we need to embrace an intuitive eating lifestyle. So what is intuitive eating, first off? It's and why is it better for you? Okay. So intuitive eating is actually the exact opposite of a traditional diet. It doesn't impose guidelines about foods to avoid and what and when to eat. Instead, it teaches you that you are the best person. Only you can make healthy choices for you and your body. Who's to say that what some diet works for you and some diet, you know, doesn't work, right? It's no wonder, because there's 1,000 different diets out there and we are all so individually different. So intuitive eating is an eating style that promotes a healthy attitude towards food and body image, okay? All right, so really quick, I want to do one more book giveaway. So get ready to get your hands on a second copy of Women Who Boss Up, which is an Amazon's bestseller. Go ahead and drop the words ditch the diet in the chat or call in to 1-800-930-2819. Tell us the words ditch the diet and you will get the copy of Women Who Boss Up. Whoop, whoop. Bossing up on every level. All right. So again, we're back with secret tip number two. Okay. Ditch the all or nothing with cardio because you don't need all that cardio to lose weight. You're welcome. You can clap for me now if you want. If you're out there and you're like, oh girl, I'm always on the cardio machines and I can't seem to drop this weight. Yeah, go ahead and stop that right now. You don't need it to lose weight. Okay. So when I ask women about their health and wellness goals, every time I first work with a woman, I say, what are your health and wellness goals? And they always say things like, well, I want to be skinny. I want to feel better about my body. I want to fit into my old clothes, right? Everything is typically on the physical side at first. Over the years, though, after talking and working with hundreds of women, I have figured out what women really want. And it's not because I watched the Mel Gibson movie like 100 times. It's because I have, you know, A, I am a woman, and B, I have talked to so many women about what it is they actually want. And I have found that they don't really want to be skinny, but what they want is sculpted, sexy shoulders, smaller waistlines, more energy and confidence. They want to feel like the boss babe queen, right? They want to feel bold, sexy, and confident. So here's how you get that look, right? That sexy, sculpted body instead of just losing weight, okay? And before I tell you how you get that look, I want you to just think about this. When you walk into the gym, what do you notice? I'll tell you what I notice. I notice that the women are typically on the cardio machines and the men are all in the weight room, when in fact, we need to be more in the weight room in order to lose weight. So cardio does burn calories and it helps aid in weight loss, but combining it with at least 2 or 3 days of strength training workouts can increase the rate at which you lose weight. Weightlifting carries so many benefits that will lead to you being a healthier, stronger, leaner version of you. So why am I a huge fan of strength training? And I should say, like, strength training, resistant training, I don't want the word strength training to scare you, okay? It takes lots and lots of years to put on lots and lots of muscle. So don't be afraid that you're going to, like, if I go into the gym and strength train a couple of times every week, I'm going to come out looking like the Hulk. Like, ladies, A, that's not, it's very hard for us to do. We don't have the same amount of testosterone that men do. So instead, when we lift weights, we get that sexy, like, lean, sculpted look, right? So let's just throw that myth out the door. But the reasons why I'm a huge fan of strength training, like huge fan, like I'm in the gym 5 days a week strength training, 7 days in the week moving my body, okay? So number one is it improves fat loss, okay? So which burns calories while you're just like building those muscles. So when we strength train, we are tearing apart our muscle, as scary as that sounds. We tear apart the fiber and then we have to rebuild it. Right? We do that with food and sleep and all that good stuff. But while we're rebuilding, we are burning fat. Hello, muscle eats fat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. I am burning fat just sitting here and I'm not working out at all. It enhances your mood. Okay. It sends us happy chemicals to our brains. So that's a perk. You gain strength without a ton of bulk. I mentioned we don't have the kind of testosterone that men do. So when we go into the gym, we come walking out looking lean and mean, where men come out looking big and strong. Okay. And then the fourth reason why I love it is it does reduce the risk of heart disease and diabetes, which is huge in America. So two tips on how you can get started. If you didn't catch the secret, it was hop off the cardio machine and walk your pretty little booty into the strength training room and start moving some dumbbells or some weights or some resistant bands. You don't have to go crazy in the gym. You just have to start strength training, okay? So two tips on how you can get started is do some research. Now, a lot of women are like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, cool, how did you bake the cake the other day? And they're like, well, I got on Google and I searched, you know, how to bake brownies. I'm like, cool, do some research when it comes to, putting some effort into the gym. Okay, there's tons of stuff out there to help you understand what you can do to move your muscles, to stress your muscles just a bit. Okay. Then make a plan. So what I do when I started back in the day at 213 pounds, I didn't know what to do, but I just did a little bit of research. And yes, some days were filled with cardio, but some days were filled with strength training. And I went through each muscle group and I literally Google searched bicep workouts, right? And then I wrote two or three of those things down. Tricep workouts, two or three things down. Back, legs, you get the idea, right? I did my research and I made a plan. Every Sunday, I sat on the couch and spent 20 to 30 minutes and wrote out my workout plan for the week. So it looked something like Monday, cardio, Tuesday, upper body, Wednesday, HIIT class, Thursday, lower body. You get the idea, but I made the plan. I find that most people don't know what to do in the gym because they don't have a plan. Make it easy on yourself and create a plan ahead of time. The second is to be consistent. Okay. Schedule it in for those of you busy mamas and dads out there. Okay. Say if you want to work out every day or 4 days a week, schedule it into your calendar. I don't know about you, but if it's not in the calendar, I tend not to do it. All right. You've got to schedule what's important to you guys and then be consistent. All right. The third secret that I have for you is to stop stressing so much. We are living in a world full of chronic stressors and we need to stop. We need to ditch the stress. We need to stop stressing so much and start relaxing more. Stress can significantly impact your ability to maintain an optimal life. It can also prevent you from losing weight, whether it's the result of high levels of the stress hormone called cortisol, unhealthy stress, induced behaviors, or a combination of the two. They link between stress and that sexy six pack is huge. So I can always tell when a client of mine has a very high stressful job. They tend to carry much more fat and fluff around their midsection. And then I ask them, what's their stress levels at from 1 to 10? And they're like, oh girl, it's like 11 every day. And I'm like, okay, if I could just get you to stop stressing so much, we could actually start losing weight. My best advice for decreasing your stress and relaxing more so that you can boss up and become the best version of yourself is to learn to manage your stress better. There's so many things that I could tell you to do that you could start to lower your stress levels and relax more. But the simple tool that I want to leave you with today on this show is to do this simple breath work called the 5-5-7 breath. That's inhaling for 5, holding for 5 seconds, and exhaling for 7. So breathing in, holding, breathing out, 5-5-7, okay? Easy to remember, easy to do. Do that 10 times, and you can trick your body into thinking that it's not stressed out anymore, and in return, it then can start to relax. Always using your breath work will help you de-stress in your life. Now, before I give you the 5-step framework to bossing up in your health, I want to ask you one more question. Are you ready to awaken the sexy, powerful, unstoppable queen that has been stuck inside of you? I'm enrolling women into my Reclaim Your Best Life coaching program. The Reclaim Your Best Life program is a 10-week transformational program that will help you overcome your weight loss battle, double your energy, self-doubt, and self-sabotaging spirals while you learn to master your mind, habits, confidence, and own your true badass self. My program is the perfect combination that we all need to boss up. Okay, it's coaching, accountability, and of course, community support. So if you're ready to boss up and get healthy, I want to encourage you to go to 365dailyhustle.com, book your epiphany call today so that you can become the best version of you. All right, quickly, I have a third book to give away, and then I'm giving you my 5-step framework. So if you can imagine what the words are here, it's to ditch the stress. So comment in the chat or call in on that 1-800 number, 1-800-938-2819, with the words, ditch your stress, to claim your autographed copy of Women Who Boss Up. All right, y'all, in order to get the 5-step framework, I want to invite you to schedule a quick 15-minute clarity call where I'm going to walk you away with that five-step framework. I'm going to get you to think about why you need to boss up. Then I'm going to help you create a quick list on how you can boss up. And then I'm going to help you uncover what you need to let go so you can boss up. And then, of course, we're going to quickly chat about your goals. So remember, becoming the best version of you isn't going to happen overnight, but it is possible no matter what age you are. Only you can change your life. It's time for you to show up, boss up, and thrive like nobody's business. Have a great day, you guys.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.